Deuteronomy 28. I want you to hear that what it means to hearken unto the voice of the Lord, what it means to obey, is to hear the word of God under whatever condition you find yourself, no matter what testing has come upon you, no matter what else is going around you, on around you. You will hear the word of God and it's finished, that you're in the promise, that the full gospel is there, that you're at peace, you're in a state of joy internally, you have a certainty, a knowing. That's what it means to obey. Do you understand that? I mean, if you don't agree with me, if you want the old style obey, then let's talk. But if you want to hear what obey means, and I want you to hear what the consequences of not obeying. Okay? You either have a choice of hearing at every moment of time that it's finished and that you're in a state, you're hid with God in Christ, that you're in the promise at that moment, or you have this. Okay?
Yeah, it's real weird, but I was thinking, when I hear hearken, I always think diligently.
That's
and
good.
When I looked down, I saw that it was right behind you.
That's right. Diligently. Deliberately. That means that you...
Carefully. Consciously.
All right. So we're going to talk, hopefully, prayerfully. You will understand the fear of God after you hear this. That it isn't a light matter that you are in a state other than peace. That it has absolutely nothing to do with anyone or anything that you can perceive with your senses. If you sow to the flesh meaning the sensory perception, the promise is of the flesh you will reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit says that it's finished, the gospel is complete, the full counsel of God is here now, then you're an inheritor in the land. But it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken, verse 15, if thou will not hearken, it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do. And again, we have this strange sentence constructed, to see, to do. You hear, so that you see, and that's what your hands do. To observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. That all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee, because you've rejected the Holy One of Israel. You've rejected God in favor of your mind. You've chosen the Antichrist over the Christ. You understand that perfectly?
I've never seen that phrase so to the appearances or blame appearances. Yeah.
Okay. That's wild. You understand? You are the temple of God. The temple of God is there to contain God. You were made in the image of God. It doesn't mean you look like God. God forbid. What it means, the word image is tselem. And it's the word, the same word that a glove is the image of a hand. You were created to contain God. Paying absolutely no attention to whatever the senses tell you. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, that we see that at every minute. Okay, now listen, that if you will not hearken, these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city, cursed shall thou be in the field, cursed shall thy basket and thy store, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, in all that thou settest thine hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed, until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee, until he has consumed thee from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword, with blasting, with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until you perish. Thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until I be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them. Thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, and with the emerods, with the scab, with the itch, whereof thou cannot be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. And you shall grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. And thou shalt not prosper in thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled forevermore, evermore, and no man shall save thee. Well, this is for another dispensation. This is for the Old Testament. No. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and shall not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shall not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. Thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no night, there shall be no might in thy hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. So that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither thou shalt, the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worm shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coast, but shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thine olive shall cast its fruit before the time. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and the fruit of thy land shall a locust consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. He shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Look over in 28 again. Chapter 28, verse 1 through 14 are the blessings for obedience. They're very simple, simply stated. Verse 15 through 68 are the curses. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee, verse 45, and take thee until thou be destroyed, because thou hearkest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Now all these things happened, in fact, to Israel. And Israel existed so that you could see. That's the only reason they existed, so you could see what happens in disobedience. All these curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, till thou be destroyed, because thou hearkest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. They shall be upon thee for a sign, and for a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness, and with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee, in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee.
What is iron?
Hmm?
No, brass is judgment. What is iron?
Oppression.
Because they talked about brass of your head and iron at your feet earlier.
Yeah. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor shall show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed, which also shall not leave thee either corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kine, or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down when thou trustest. Trustedest. That's hard to say. Throughout all thy land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And thou shalt eat of the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee, in the siege and in the straitness wherein thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eyes shall be evil toward his brother, and toward the wife of his bosom, and toward the remnant of his children which he shall leave. So that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he has nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherein thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender, or the mild and delicate, or the mild and weak, or tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter, and toward her young. And this means that the idea that her nature is sweet and delicate, but because of her poverty, she will eat the flesh of her own body. Hmm?
She will hate them that care for her.
Yeah. And toward her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and toward her children which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want of all things secretly in the siege and in the straitness wherein thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful or awesome, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and shall cleave unto thee. Also every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. And you shall see, ye shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to nothing. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would to God it were evening. And at evening thou shalt say, Would to God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again with ships by the way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwoman, and no man shall buy you. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and unto all his land. The great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles, yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive thee, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am the Lord your God. And when you came unto this place, Shihon, the king of Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us in battle, and we smote them. And we took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh. Therefore keep the words of this covenant, and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. You stand this day before all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, your elders, and your officers, with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and the stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, into his oath, which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day, that he may establish thee today for a people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God as he has said unto thee, and he may have sworn to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Well, anyway, it goes on. Let's go to Isaiah 29.
29?
Yeah. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Now Ariel is Jerusalem after the flesh. It's here after the flesh. Add you year to year, let them continue to kill the sacrifices. Yet will I distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege upon thee with a mount, and I will raise forts against thee. And thou shalt be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground. And thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of the strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant, suddenly. The other day I searched out all of the scriptures that talked about the word suddenly. There are a whole bunch of them. And the idea of suddenly is that it comes upon you when you least expect it. Boom. And so that, again, I'm overwhelmed by that picture of the black hole in my office. I mean, if that thing is rushing towards us 1,000, 1,000,000 times the speed of sound, or speed of light, I mean,
that's sudden.
Yeah, that's a big sudden. Is that determined that it's moving?
Oh, nobody can tell because there's nothing to there's no reference point.
You know, I told everybody else that called me to see how I was doing, which I was floored, but he told me a story about that I didn't tell y'all, but his favorite uncle, and this had an effect on him, was out a couple of Sundays ago pruning his tree. He had his tree, he was pruning, and you know, one of the branches fell the wrong way, hit him in the head, and he died instantly. And he was saying, you know, what was going through his head, except probably, God damn it, I should have done this years ago, and, you know, whoops, what are we having for supper, and, you know, so all these things that, you know, normal life continues, and we always think the normal life's going to continue, so all of a sudden, boom, that's it, suddenly.
Thou shalt be visited of the Lord with of hosts, with thunder, and with earthquake, and with great noise, and with storm, and tempest, and the flame of overflowing, of a devouring fire. And the multitude of all the nations, or people, that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her, and her munition, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. And it shall be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth in his dream. But he awaketh, and his soul is empty. Or when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh. But when he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations or people be that fight against Mount Zion. Stay yourselves and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore, the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us? Who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall a thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? I don't know what else I can do to impress upon you the fear of God. I don't know how to preach any harder. I don't know how to say it with any more clarity. I don't know how I can tell you that your thoughts and your judgments, not once have they ever brought you peace, not once have they ever brought you life, but you continue in them. You continue to worship them. Do you understand that, I mean, if I just gave myself over to my mind, I mean, I could have great joy picking everybody here apart. It's not that difficult. It's a rather simple thing to do. You know, I could make each one of you a little jester in my temple here. But it's, I mean, I see the stupidity of it. So I cast down the imaginations in this high place that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I don't bring it into breath. I don't sit there and worship it. I don't sit there and dwell in it. I don't meditate on my own bullshit. I crucify it. You may find this hard to believe, but I'm not afraid of any one of you. I'm not afraid of any man on the face of the earth.
It's not hard to believe.
What?
It's not hard for me to believe.
Why?
Why would you?
Because I don't believe that. I mean,
there's never been any evidence.
Well, but why are you afraid? Am I any different than you?
I mean, it goes back to the fear of God. I mean, you know, if the fear of God is your overwhelming, is the main stimulus, then how can you be afraid of a man? But if you don't understand the fear of God, then you must transfer that to a person or a situation.
I've got to put into perspective. Just the other day, I took Ben last Thursday. We went to this goofy thing that down at Reunion Arena, this Cowboys versus the Legends. We stayed about 20, 30 minutes and left, and there was nobody around down at Reunion. We're walking to our car through that tunnel bridge thing. And I heard these 16-year-old guys just hooping and hollering. There were three of them. They were just hooping and hollering, and it was kind of a rough part of town. I thought, oh no. And they came running right at us, and I thought, oh, it's just me and Ben. And so I'm all ready for, you know, I'm getting all tensed up for confrontation. And Ben turns around and says, "Hi, guys!
What you doing?"
"What you doing?" Yeah. And they said, "Oh, we're running to our car because it's cold." I mean, fear has.
I mean. Psych.
But it just shows, I mean, there's no place for fear. There's only one thing to fear.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 30. Well, we've just read 28. Chapter 29 is sort of a reminder to this people that all the ones now that had died, I mean all the ones that had come out of Egypt had died, and so the only ones that were left were the ones that were born in the wilderness, except for Moses now and Joshua and Caleb. And so Moses is reminding them of the covenant that God made in chapter 29. Let's go to 28, verse 24. This will just sort of close out the summary. 29:24, excuse me. "Even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done this? thus unto this land, and what meaneth the heat of this great anger? And men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not, and whom he had not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. And the Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the uttermost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And the Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good, and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Now the circumcised heart, it's a very simple definition. Let's go to Romans 2. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart and the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. If you fear someone, what that means is you want their praise in order to have sustenance.
Right.
It's time that that be gone. I mean, don't you think it's strange that not one of the kids that was born in the land fears me? I mean, doesn't that seem strange?
Which of the kids do fear you? I can't even think of one that
would. Well, he does sometimes. But he wasn't born in the land. Justin does, too.
I consider him old.
He's no guy. Kid.
Is that because that they know their home? You know, that, because they were born into it? I guess I don't understand what the dynamic is.
I don't either. I'm just making an observation.
He's nice.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of the women don't fear you as much as the men do, too.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I've made like that observation keenly. I'm sure it has to do with father stuff. I'm sure of it. Like, the Iron John routine. Man, that's kind of belabored, but still.
Yeah, you're Joe Bob.
Yeah.
Certainly in the spirit.
Because I feel like no matter what you say, there's something in me that knows that you love me.
Yeah.
And that I feel accepted. That I don't have to be or do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never feel afraid of you. Well, the difference is you never feel you're to prove anything, whereas I think I know Ben, I know Matt, I know a lot of other people, Daryl maybe, Rick, they have to prove something to this one. Instead of, you know, I mean, the fear of God, I think, really is intimately tied. It's unfortunate.
Well, it's almost like, I mean, this sounds contradictory, but it's almost like, you know, if you keep being afraid of me, I'm going to give you something to be afraid of.
You want something to cry about? I'll give you something to cry about.
Yeah. It's
like, we talked about that about
4 hours. There's a certain logic to that.
You're going to get it.
I mean, it's so boring. So incredibly, incessantly boring.
That's why you don't even get treated like a person. Yeah.
Well, my overwhelming prayer was that the fear of God would be manifested.
Amen.
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 That's why I prayed on
him. Amen. Amen.
The fear of God.
It's like when Jack talked about Daryl's uncle, and I told you guys about when that man broke into my apartment. You know, I thought, you know, brush your teeth, you put your pajamas on, you fluff your pillow, you go to bed the next day, you do it again. You know, when I wake up in the middle of the night, there's a knife at my throat. I mean, crash. I mean, to me, that's the fear of God. It's over, just like that.
Do any of you know Ken?
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Have you ever spent time with him?
Sure. No.
Yeah.
Ken had his first fruit offering yesterday, the last one in the day. And anyway, Ken is incessant. I mean, if he starts talking, it just goes on forever. And anything you say, he's got to say, can you top this for about 15 minutes? He didn't have any money. He's always got problems and stuff. So anyway, his first fruit offering was silence in the temple. It almost destroyed him. But it's like, it really worked. Something really neat happened because he saw that he was trying to fill the temple with noise, the noise of his own babble, and the noise of his own mind, so he would never know the fear of God, and that was the mechanism. And so when I said, you know, your offering is, there'd be silence in the temple, just about crumbled. But there's several of you that need to make that offering as well.
Amen.
It was like living there every moment, like the ceilings, like the, you know, the sky is going to crack in any second. It's just, you know, it's like that's not the world's first choice, you know.
Take it, big guy.